Have you ever wanted to learn a new language? Maybe you were inspired by a recent international trip, became obsessed with a foreign film or TV show, wanted to communicate better with a loved one, or just felt like developing a new skill. With Rosetta Stone, learning a new language is easier than you thought. Rosetta Stone has been a trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages offered, including Spanish, French, Japanese, Dutch, and more. Learning is immersive and designed for long-term retention, so you fully learn to speak, listen, and even think in that language. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. Listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today.
This is the story of the one who, as a maintenance specialist for a historic high-rise, knows that vintage charm historically needs constant attention. Which is why, when it's time to upgrade turn-of-the-century mechanicals, they turn to Grainger. With easy access to a million-plus products and the scale to deliver when and where you need them, the right tools and supplies are never far away. So the one can keep that vintage building running like new. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, welcome in to the Morning Buzz, the House of L podcast. I am back in my home studio, which is nice. And here I was just trying to relax and get used to being back at home. And boom, the Bears end up making a move. And I think it was the right move. I don't know if it's going to work, which is kind of how I feel about a lot of the things that the Bears do. But I want to go into it a little bit. The Morning Buzz, by the way, is brought to you by Remy Martin. For those of you who are subscribed to the YouTube page, I'm rocking my Remy Martin jacket right now, which is great. This bomber is tight. I love it. Glad that they are a part of what it is that we're trying to do here over at House of L. And glad that you've responded. We really appreciate the amount of views that we've gotten over the last, 6-7 weeks. The views have been tremendous. People who are listening on Spotify or Apple, we still appreciate you too. And thanks for the love that you've shown us. We had a really good month of October, and we're hoping to have a really good month in November as well. And the Bears are playing a big role in that. I think starting next week, I'm going to maybe do 5 days a week just for the reps of it and just see what happens as far as viewership/listenership. And see what happens. But there's definitely news to discuss, so let's discuss it. They made this move. They fired Shane Waldron. I don't know how you could do anything but fire him after how the last couple of weeks have gone. And I drew out a scenario for Spiegs on yesterday's show. I said, look, even if you're Matt Eberflus and you're saying, all right, the guys had a conversation with me and with Waldron earlier in the year, and we saw a result. What if we then had to have another conversation with him and let's see what the result is? And I imagine the conversation happened after the game in Phoenix. And then you saw what you saw against New England. So you give him another opportunity and then you don't see anything. Now, look, there's a lot that we need to discuss on the player side of this thing too, and on the Caleb Williams side of it as well. I saw that tweet by Sylvie. Honestly, like, I'm not surprised by that. The idea of maybe there are players that are looking at their season and saying that the quarterback, it doesn't give them the best chance to win. Now, to me, I think it's silly to pull the plug on Caleb Williams, especially for Tyson Bagent. I think that you have to ride this out. This is what I was saying to Dan a few months ago, that you are committed for 3 years of this. If you want to start looking at the 2027 draft, be my guest. I guess technically you could look at the 2026 draft. If you're waiting on Arch Manning, be my guest. But I feel like the easiest path for the Bears is to figure out what's going on with Caleb and how to make all of this stuff work. And with Waldron, it just wasn't going to work. And I'm frustrated because there's two things that bother me. One, when you look at the game plan that New England was able to put together against a better defense in the Bears, why weren't the Bears putting together a similar game plan against them? Two, what type of hiring process is going on? And if you saw in yesterday's episode, I talked about this. How in the world, like for real, how could Matt Eberflus, if we all acknowledge that Matt Eberflus is a really smart defensive coach, how could any offensive guy come in and con him on the type of offense that he was going to run? He should have been able to know that that wasn't going to work. How did he not know that it wasn't, like, that boggles my mind. So now Thomas Brown ends up being the coordinator for this team, and that's cool. He's got experience doing it. I'm not expecting anything earth-shattering from him, but maybe there's some simple stuff where you're going to get the ball out more quickly. Maybe, because if you look at what Caleb's done, look at how long he's holding on to the ball. And I think there's still a miscalculation by him on what he can and what he can't get away with in the NFL versus what he was able to do in college. Sure, you can run around for 6 seconds against Oregon State. You can't do that in the NFL, at least not against most teams and pretty much all teams. You're going to eventually pay for it. My proof is what happened on Sunday. You had 9 sacks. And when you really start to look at how the sacks happen, there were plays where the offensive line actually won, where he didn't even have to move from the pocket until about 3 seconds into a play, which by then the ball should be gone, and he's not making the decision. So the decisions need to be faster. Dave Wannstedt used to say that with his quarterbacks, he would have an air horn that would go off. I think he set it at 2.7 seconds, and he's like, you're sacked. Like, the ball's got to come out. And if you're watching Caleb Williams, the ball's not coming out. Now, to be fair to Caleb, there were route concepts where guys weren't winning their individual matchups, or the routes took longer to develop than the time that was needed. Like, that, or time that you had. And there's a bunch of those where Caleb's like, well, exactly where, like, if I'm Caleb and I'm looking at the film, I'm like, exactly where was I supposed to go with the ball? Because that guy's not open, that guy's not open, that guy's not open. So what am I supposed to do? And I understand, like, if that's his frustration, I completely understand it. But there needs to be a reckoning. They need to change the whole approach of how they view winning with Caleb, which was my concern coming into this season.
Have you ever wanted to learn a new language? Maybe you were inspired by a recent international trip, became obsessed with a foreign film or TV show, wanted to communicate better with a loved one, or just felt like developing a new skill. With Rosetta Stone, learning a new language is easier than you thought. Rosetta Stone has been a trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages offered, including Spanish, French, Japanese, Dutch, and more. Learning is immersive and designed for long-term retention, so you fully learn to speak, listen, and even think in that language. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. Listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today.
If you want to see more companies make things in America, consider buying more things from companies who are already doing that very thing. Companies like American Giant. These guys have been making t-shirts, sweatshirts, flannels, and blue jeans in America for the last 14 years, with cotton grown right here in the USA. That means good jobs for lots of hardworking Americans in factory towns all over the country. Check out their stuff in stores everywhere or pick up something awesome at American-Giant.com.
You earned a degree in the behavioral health field because you wanted to make a difference. And you're needed now more than ever. Through the new Great Minds Fellowship Program, recent Ohio graduates may be able to receive as much as $20,000 in student loan support when working full-time at a community behavioral health center. Apply before November 15th. To learn more about program eligibility, visit highered.ohio.gov. That's highered.ohio.gov.
The idea of the quarterback fixing all of your problems. That's what they were expecting. He was going to fix all of their problems. And they've continued to not truly invest in offensive line play. They have continued to not value running the ball between the tackles. And they also have a running back who, even on plays that look like they're designed to run inside, loves to bounce them outside. He gets some success on some of those plays, and some of those plays he does not. And it's incredibly frustrating for that to be the case. The fact that you had to fire your coordinator 10 weeks into a season means that your hiring process is completely flawed. Who was in the room? How does Eberflus and Poles and Cunningham, how do they sign off on that hire? Like, I don't know about you, but from what I saw from Shane Waldron, he didn't seem like the most charismatic guy. It's not Cliff Kingsbury walking in there and being handsome and charming. He seems like a really nervous guy who's earnest about wanting to do well, but maybe doesn't have the capacity to do well. And Pete Carroll gave some voice to that. That Chris Emma actually found that soundbite of Pete Carroll having questions about Shane Waldron. What's your vetting system? Like, for real, how do you go about vetting candidates for these jobs? Because right now, Matt Eberflus's his hiring score is so low. When you've now had to dismiss or fire three coordinators, like that happened. You've had to do that. And you've only been head coach for 3 years. This isn't guys getting promoted. This isn't guys going on and taking better jobs someplace else. This is HR violations. This is all sorts of other stuff. This is a guy without a plan and really without a resume in Luke Getsy. It's you hired a first-time play caller. And then another guy who's play calling ability should have been vetted more thoroughly. Did they call Pete Carroll? Like, or did you just talk to Trace Armstrong about it? I don't like to just stroll down narrative street when it comes to stuff like that. But now there are too many of these things that make you wonder how involved Trace Armstrong is in Bears business. And I'm glad at least that they felt comfortable enough to fire Shane Waldron, because you're trying to save the season. And that's something that, you know, maybe I'll do something tomorrow on that. But I personally think that NFL seasons more than any other are precious, and you don't punt when you're a 500 or around 500 team with this many games left to play. You don't punt. So I give the Bears credit for that. It's just, can it work? Olin threw out on Twitter, like, has this ever really worked where you change the coordinator? And I mentioned Ken Dorsey last year. They fired Ken Dorsey. The Bills were 5-5. They ended up finishing 6-1 and being one of the better teams in the AFC. And people are like, oh, the Bears are not the Bills. Yeah, I understand that. Are you saying that I have to find a perfect comp? And the comp has to be third-year head coach, rookie quarterback, firing an offensive coordinator in the middle of the season? Because there, if there's any, I would be surprised. And I guarantee you there's not many in recent history of that being the case. Well, the Bills had a better offensive line. Yeah, that better offensive line had them as a 500 team. And then they made the change and they got better. I think they have better personnel. I think that's pretty clear. But if you wanted an example and wanted to dig into the example, you could. With the schedule that is upcoming for the Bears, I don't think that this is going to work in any way that's going to make you feel different about the 2024 season. But they have to try it. You can't allow Shane Waldron to continue to be this guy's coordinator. And as we all try to figure out what's Caleb doing and what's his role in this, you at least have to give him a fighting chance. And this at least gives him a chance. How good of a chance is up to you. But this was 100% the right move. And it should have been announced on Monday. Like, that, I don't know why they needed the extra day. And maybe it's because you needed to look at contract language and stuff. But it's something that should have been announced on Monday. They Poles and Eberflus should have known Sunday night. I mean, it was a noon game, right? So they should have been prepared to walk to the podium on Monday and say, we have made a change. You put out that release before Eberflus walks to the podium. We have made a change, and here's how we made the change and why we made the change. That looks stronger. That looks healthier than, well, we have to look and see. You have made up your mind, fam. Just go ahead and do it. So we'll see if it works. I really hope that it does. I'd like for there to be more competitive football in the last 9 weeks of the season. I'd like to see that, or 8 weeks in the season. Here's hoping that it starts with a competitive game on Sunday. But I've got the same bad feeling that you have about what happens on Sunday and then the subsequent 10 days after that, because there's three games in the division in 11 days. The season being over at Thanksgiving is on the table. And we'll see if the Bears can come out of it. I appreciate you watching. Please subscribe if you enjoyed the video. If you're listening to the podcast for the first time on Apple or Spotify, subscribe, give us 5 stars. We like that. Write a nice review. It actually helps with the placement and where the podcast is. I'll talk to you next time. Peace.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
You've got questions? O'Reilly Auto Parts has answers. Need a pro you can trust? We've got that too. No matter what you need, our professional parts people have the training and expertise to help you do things right. Deep automotive knowledge. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.